Accession number 29234, real number 5.
His father was air marshal, and he kept getting this boy to ask his father why they weren't on operational, you see. And he said, well, I can't tell you what you're being trained for, but it's something very interesting. Of course, they landed up on Malta, all during the blockade. And they were getting shipping in the off Greece and Italy. And they got shot down once, and Paddy said he bailed out without getting his feet wet, because they came down comfortably, you know, got into the rubber dinghy, and they were picked up by an Arab dhow and were taken back to North Africa. Well, I think they landed up in Turkey to start with, and they were eventually passed over. That they were all given civilian clothes so that they'd blend into the background. I was never able to hear the full details, and unfortunately we had a strange girl who worked in the house, and she pinched the letter that Mum, or the letters that Mum had had, and she eventually was carted off into a bin at Plumstead, and her sister-in-law that she'd been living with found all these letters, and I think Mum destroyed them all, you know. She wouldn't risk it happening again. But anyway, he had a spell of operational rest in North Africa, because we've got pictures of he and Tom and the CO, Guy Knocker. They were exploring ancient remains. They were all three of them interested in antiquities. And there's a picture of Paddy climbing up or down a pyramid and looking at bits of petrified forest. And they went back for a second tour, and I remember when I heard he'd gone back to Malta, I had awful premonition, and I hadn't worried about him being there before, but sure enough, they got shot down. They got one engine out of commission, and they were making it back to Malta, and Tom said to Paddy, we've got enough juice to get us back to Malta if we risk the anti-aircraft batteries. If we pull out to sea and avoid them, we shall have to come down in the drink and chance being picked up. So they elected in the end, they decided to risk the batteries. And of course they got the other engine and had to make a false landing on the sea. Tom said it was a very bad landing. He just managed to get out. Paddy was supposed to come away from his desk and stand behind him so that they could pop up. And he thought that Paddy must have been injured, because he stayed at his desk, sending through their position all the time. And anyway, he never got out. Tom was picked up by a German torpedo boat. And he said they were very good. They cruised round for half an hour to see if Paddy had been, you know, but there was never any sign of him. He went down with the plane, obviously. It went down almost immediately. And Tom was sent to Stellagluft 3. Tom was very tall and had enormous feet. The only shoes he'd got were his flying boots, which had already been soaked in the sea. And every Red Cross parcel that came in with any boots, there were never any big enough for Tom. And when they were on these forced marches to avoid the Russians, because his boots fell apart, and he was marching in the frosty weather with his feet sort of tied up in any rags he could find. And when he got back, eventually, his feet were in the most dreadful state. But he came to stay, he and his parents came to stay with us for a bit, and they were a horsey family, so he and I went riding, and he'd ride for a couple of hours in the morning and then disappear to bed for the afternoon. He was so exhausted. And he eventually went back into the Air Force for a bit, came out and was a civil airline pilot for a while. And then I rather lost track.
I suppose it was nice for you to know what had happened to your father.
Yes, yes.
Is that the case, that it's better to know the details?
I think so. Yes, it's rather awful that Tom got out and he didn't, you know. But, that's the war, isn't it?
Well, thank you very much indeed for telling me, you know, so much about your war experience, both in the auxiliaries and the WAF, and about your family as well, because it's all part of the
yes.
your story, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Your family and your animals. And
yes, Dad was a... He was an incredible chap, because he trained as a surgeon, actually. And he wanted to be a surgeon. He had all the surgeon's degrees. But, of course, he'd got two in family, and they were living in London. He was at the London Hospital. And then, of course, the great mistake turned up. And he'd, by that time, he'd decided, you know, he'd have to go into private practice because he was waiting for dead men's shoes. And he was an assistant with a view to partnership with a practice in Tynmouth. And he was actually based in Shaldon, the other side of the river. And he realised after a bit that the prospect was becoming more and more distant, you know. He was being given all the panel work, and the others were doing all the private work that brought in the money. They kept all the private patients. So that was why he came up and did the locum up here. And
yes, it's a very different...
Had to rustle up the money to buy the practice. You know.
Yes. What a different medical world then to what it is today.
The surgery, when he came up, was an old army hut, 1418 war army hut, outside the back gate of the house that he bought of Veitch's. And the patient had to stand out in the weather and wait and had to see the doctor. And that hut, I believe, is still surviving up at the Warren House. When Dad got the surgery in the town, some friends who lived in the edge of the Warren House woods had the hut as a grain store for the pheasants. And when they left, some people came, some old ladies came, and I think it was just used as a garden implement hut. And then when they left, I think I'm right in saying some people, a civil engineer, bought it, who wanted to ride, and I had to put him on his first horse and helped him very much of my will buy a horse, which I advised him not to have, but he would insist that the vet had said it was all right, and I knew it wasn't sound. But anyway, he had that for a bit, and then he went from one thing to another. But the old hut was turned into a stable. And eventually he built some proper stables because his daughter started to ride. I think it's... I don't know whether it's still there as a store. I haven't been to see the people who are there now.
Yes.